Hey guys.
Hey.
I'm Alicia.
And I'm Meredith.
And this is It's About the Pasta, a Vanderpump Rules podcast. Oh, Meredith, it's been too long.
I know. You. We're going back.
We're back.
Season one. Here we go.
Check every other podcast out on the Geek Nerdery Podcast Network. Meredith, you've been keeping up with the challenge?
Heck yeah.
It's getting
Yes.
It's getting kind of good.
It's getting kind of interesting.
So I need their opinions on everything. So I like totally.
Oh yeah. I was a little bit behind from being on vacation. So I haven't been able to catch up to the podcast episodes, but I'm really excited because I keep up with their Facebook group.
Yeah.
That it's so funny to hear that people talking about how they sound.
Uh-huh.
Like how they're not too excited right now, or like that they're annoyed with them talking about Josh. And I'm like, oh, I need to hear what they're saying so then I can know what's actually going on.
Oh, I'm so excited. But yeah, they have lots of other podcasts. They have one about driving movies. There's like a dad podcast for a while. Just go check them out. What else are you doing? be sure to subscribe to the podcast. Leave some reviews. We have two new reviews to review, Meredith. And yeah, give us 5 stars. That's it.
Absolutely.
Oh, join our Facebook group.
Yes, we're on Instagram, Facebook.
Yes, the Facebook group.
The handles.
is the same name as the podcast. So to welcome any new people who may not have watched Vanderpump Rules, but like wants to watch it because quarantine and now they're going to follow along with our podcast. Welcome. We will try
yes,
to make
welcome.
This as spoiler-free as possible.
We are so happy that you joined us.
Yes. It's going to be good. You want to know why? Because season one is fantastic and we know.
Oh man. It's so... Alicia, yeah, like Alicia said, we're going to keep this as spoiler-free as possible, but all I'm going to say is it's crazy to see them all so young.
Oh my God, they're so fresh.
I know.
Fresh they look. Like now they just
I love all the introductions.
they're just wrinkled.
But the introductions, like getting all the explanations again, I was like, oh yeah.
I forgot
all the like connections. They're not just like a group that we know.
So yeah, but if you do want like spoilers or our thoughts, you need to join our Patreon.
Yeah.
We have a Patreon.
If you're just rewatching, or if this is your first time, if you don't want spoilers, you don't have to listen to that part, but you can get to know us a little bit more, but join our Patreon.
So I have 3 levels you guys can join. So everyone knows because we're trying to promote this as much as possible. We're not asking for a lot because I don't think we're worth that much. But
no, we're not trying to make money here. We're just trying to invest into the podcast.
If anything, it's going to be money towards better sounding equipment. Now that Meredith and I are doing this remotely, we want to make sure we've already been roasted enough for our sound quality. We do not need to continue that. So for $1 a month, you join our Peter status, which, you know, Peter, he comes in every once in a while. He's a good character, but he's not top dog and but we still love him. And you'll get access to our pre-show and some Vanderpump cast news and anything we want to share on the pre-show. We'll just like kind of let it out. That's where we discuss our lives. Enjoy.
Alicia and I kind of reconnect at the beginning before we actually start recording. So get to know us a little bit better and hear about our lives.
So then $2 a month is our Sheena status. Which, like, Sheena, I'm going to promote my
She account. Deserves more.
She does.
But
she's better
she's
than
gonna
Peter.
Be the
but maybe eventually she'll rise to the top. We don't know. But you'll get everything that the Peters do along with any spoilers. So, like, when we go through this episode, we're going to keep it very, like, the first time we're watching it. But then after, go through with all of our notes of like, can you believe this? Did you catch this with what happens in the future? So, I mean, like, if you're into spoilers, you could totally join our Patreon and get that information. I don't really care. But we're doing it $2 in case you do want to donate, but you don't want to get the spoilers. Because I can't resist a good spoiler. So, I get it.
Alicia always spoils things for me, and I can't say I hate it.
Sorry. and $2 a month, we will say your name on the podcast. Right now, there is No one, because we have not promoted this yet in public. We want to make sure everything goes smooth.
So be our first name said.
Oh, also, everyone, all Patreons, will get early access to episodes because Meredith and I are not going to record once a week. We're going to record whenever we have time. So maybe
we're
you'll
just
get a bunch
of these
time.
Out.
Yeah. So yeah. Enjoy that.
Come binge with us and then pressure us to record faster.
To record more. yeah. And then our last status is $5 a month, which if you got $5 a month to donate to us, you are pure Ooh. Lisa Vanderpump. So with everything that Peters and Sheena's get, you'll also get the ability to ask us any question for our after show, which we will be recording after this with the spoilers and everything. But we are assuming if you pay $5 a month, you really are invested and want to ask us a question.
It can be about anything.
So we'll answer it because if, like I said, if you give us $5, hell yeah, we'll answer your question. And also one of you, Lisa Status C's, will be a patron of the week and we will announce that on the podcast as well. Oh, I think I hit everything up.
That was perfect.
These are like big intros now because we have so much going on.
We're real podcasters now, Alicia.
I know. what should we do? We're going to hold off on sharing our stuff on our Facebook. If you're really into it, please like join the Facebook group. But I think a lot of those contain news for the future. So avoid it if you don't want to see it, but we have some great people in there that give us tons of news. Thank you guys.
There's a lot going on. Even with season 8 over, we are trucking along with some news.
I want to give two shout outs really quick to Andrea/Andrea. She always posts Vanderpump News constantly, keeps us up
Love
to date.
It.
She gets me interested. And then, oh my God, Meredith, you're going to have to help me out with this one. Carolyn. I practiced. Oh my God.
Just Carolyn. Carolyn.
Carolyn. Carolyn.
No, just Carolyn.
I
like putting an
saying.
A or an O.
Okay.
Think of it care space Lynn, but just Carolyn.
That's what I think I'm saying, but obviously I'm not because poor.
We love you so Care much that we.
Lynn. Facebook messaged me and she was like, thank you so much for the shout out. Also, you're still saying my name wrong and that's totally just my accent. I'm blaming it. I just want to put A's everywhere.
That's okay.
The Chicago accent.
We care about you
but
so much,
Carolyn. I really
Carolyn.
Don't mean to. I think you said Carolyn. I'm calling.
I know. Whenever you go fast, if I don't think about it, even if I am thinking about it, Carolyn. Carolyn.
Carolyn. We can't mess Carolyn. This up. She took the time to Facebook me.
I know.
And be like, hey.
We apologize. I think we're always going to get it wrong, and I'm so sorry.
No, I will get it. I'm going to
just give us one more season and we'll get it.
Carolyn.
Carolyn. Carolyn.
I'm going to just come up with a nickname, a special nickname for Carolyn. Still, I practice. You can ask Meredith. We sat here for so long and she was trying to help me through it. I kid you not. But we'll get it. But I think that's it. I think it's time for our. Oh, no, wait. We have Facebook reviews. You're not Facebook reviews. What's it called? Eventual review on the podcast. They're very nice, Meredith.
I'm so excited.
Okay, so we have two. One's I don't know how this podcast doesn't have more views. The hosts are so good at picking apart the episodes and say everything I'm thinking. Satisfying and funny to listen to. Well, thank you, DK Dangles.
Dangles, we love you.
Okay, and the next one is from Pithole, and it's titled Wish You Started Earlier. Well done, ladies. Looking forward to the rewatches. Now I will have something to listen to all summer. Yay!
Whoop whoop! Yeah,
Pithole,
follow us along.
We got you.
Do this with us. We are ready to rewatch, you know. Who knows if Vanderpump's coming back, but let's all enjoy the seasons out. We're here.
We love season
that are here.
Three is still the best.
One,
but no, wait, okay. Season two is the best. But
we'll see.
Okay, let's rewatch. I'm so excited. Okay.
Here we go.
We start off at Sir, and it literally looks the same.
Oh, my God. I was so excited. I literally was thinking that, actually, this whole episode. I was like, I can't believe it's been so long, and this entire, like, place is still so stylish.
Yeah. So Lisa and Ken walk in to Sir, and they're talking about their two restaurants, because they only own two at the time. Villa Blanca.
Well, I think they own more, yeah, but I think only
these were
in
like
this block.
The what is it, West Hollywood block of,
yeah,
like the street. I don't know. I don't, yeah, do enough research, but then we have one of my favorite quotes of all time. Villa Blanca is where you take your wife, and Sir is where you take your mistress.
Beautiful.
I love
beautiful.
It. Poetic.
Also, let me just set the stage for everybody. When this show first started, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was already a thing, and this aired right after Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Like, it was kind of like 1 2-hour block from one to the other. They really eased into the show. It was beautiful. They had 2 weeks leading up to Sir, or 1 week leading up to Sir, and then, 1 week leading up to Vanderpump Rules airing with, like there was a party that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills went to, and then the second week was Sheena and Brandy talking, and then Sheena got up from the table and started her shift at Sir, and that's how it went into this.
Oh my God.
Episode.
That makes so much sense, because the flashback,
yes,
they did, 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Okay.
Just setting the stage for those. If you want to go back and watch these, I don't know what season it is of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but just saying, there's some background knowledge in there.
Oh, so everyone looks so young, so fresh, so 20s. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
We start out with a young Tom Schwartz at the bar. He's not a cast member. He's just someone sitting
hanging
at
out.
The bar. Talking to a Jax Taylor about how many buttons he should open up on his shirt.
Yes. It was so low.
He's like every day of the week I undo another button. Ew.
It's Thursday.
But like,
wasn't it Thursday?
He looks so good. So I can't even be mad.
I know.
We get this girl dancing who we find out later to be Tina. Tina killing it on,
yes,
the dance floor. And Stassi is taking a drink, which you're not supposed to do when you're waitressing.
Nope. These are some wild staff that Lisa needs to, in her words, tame.
Speaking of wild, we get so many Peter sightings. I noted the first one, and I won't note the rest, but
oh, good.
Everywhere. In case you didn't follow along in season 8, I love Peter. He's my fave forever.
Or if you haven't... This is your first episode.
I love Peter.
This is Peter.
Yeah. Peter. So Stassi, really quick. Gorgeous.
Oh my God. Such a baby face, first off.
So pretty though. Like I didn't look like that when I was 23. I still don't look like that. What am I kidding? But
we were like just 23 and we do not look like that.
Oh, okay. Stassi is explaining. So like, the camera's kind of flashing to the different servers at Sir, and Stassi's like, oh, we want to be actresses and models and writers and
musicians and,
yeah,
singers. Oh yeah,
yeah,
all,
right?
All their aspirations.
Because the servers at other Hollywood restaurants just want to be waiters at Sir.
Which, I love the cockiness. I love it. And I love that this captures, like, these are aspiring people who are going to make it. Like, these are the people who make it in the industries they want to be in, and everybody else just wants to be us, like, working at this restaurant.
I love it. And then they're all this cocky, which makes it better, because then Kristen,
yes,
has her iconic line of, people always comment on the wait staff at Sir, and it's true. We're all really good looking. Sorry.
I mean, they are.
They're so good. Even Kristen looks so good, and she, like, is the worst looking out of all of them. She's still more,
yes,
attractive
I know.
Than I am. I get it.
They're all gorgeous. And they all, even, like, when they look kind of frumpy, and, like, I love how some, I think Kristen later in the episode said, like, I don't really think I'm going to, like, actually get, like, ready or, like, get glammed up. I'm like, oh, my God, you,
yeah,
looking like you just rolled out of bed is, like, me and my best.
Fine. It's literally how I look at the club, so I get it, but. And then we have the new girl, Sheena.
Oh man,
she looks
boys,
so
there's
good.
some drama.
Honestly, she looks
her
so
eyes
fresh.
Looked massive this episode.
So good, I can't. Oh, and then we
she's
get
so
the
happy
whole,
and bubbly.
I know, she's so young. I'm so into it. But Sheena dated a married guy.
Oh, the big drama. This is what sets up this first episode.
So, you know it better than I do with Brandy, if you want to give a little more background.
So basically, Brandy Glanville was a Real Housewives of Beverly Hills whenever this aired. And I forget when she started on the series, but she was married to, what's his name?
Oh my gosh, he's married to Leanne Rimes.
It's like
now.
Eddie something.
I'm going to look it up.
I can't believe I'm blanking on his name right now. But anyways, she was married to this famous actor, and Sheena started dating this guy named Eddie. Didn't really know who he was.
Okay. I got it. Eddie Cibrian?
Sure.
Eddie Cibrian.
But so Brandy and Eddie were married, and then Sheena starts dating this guy named Eddie. Doesn't really know that he's married, and then they dated for 2 years. In that time, obviously, Sheena found out he's married, but Brandy did not know for quite a while, and then found out probably towards the end of the 2 years, I'd say, that her husband was cheating on her. They obviously got divorced, and now he is with Leanne Rimes, so drama.
All of it ends well. Neither of them get him.
No, it just, Sheena's obviously moved on. She is not with him currently. No.
We later meet Shay, Sheena's boyfriend.
Oh, yes.
So Stassi does not like Sheena because Sheena slept with a married man. And that is just so beneath
Stassi. She is known.
We can't even believe.
As the girl. Yep.
Okay.
The girl who dated a married guy.
Do you
not
think,
about it.
Stassi makes a good point. Like, if you're dating an actor, you Google him, right? I think that's a good point. But I also don't think it's Sheena's fault.
Somewhat, yes.
I think she's
no, I don't think, I would say the first 6 months, not really her fault. Mm-hmm. Because I don't know if I would Google him. Because you think you know them. Like, since they're famous, it's not like I'd be like, oh, I know, is he married?
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like you just kind of know it.
And it totally sounded like Eddie was very open about, like, I'm married to Brandy, but I'm leaving her. Like, we're separated.
Yeah.
So
she's Sheena made a point to say that, well, yeah, by the end of the 2 years, I knew he was married, but he told me he was separated, which I would think that's really true because it would take a while to get divorced. I would think whenever you're that rich.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know how you feel about Stassi kind of like dismissing Sheena as a homewrecking whore. Exact.
I forgot how harsh she was.
It's kind of scary. Like, I remember, like, watching this, I was like, okay, Stassi, are we fucking serious? I, like, didn't know how to handle it, but I, like, really feel for Sheena.
I know. I love Sheena. I love Sheena in these moments because it's like, okay, this was also a while ago. Like, it's not like this just happened the year prior to them filming. Yeah. That it was a while ago. So she's obviously moved on, become a different person. And there's no way she doesn't regret it in some way, you know, like, nobody intentionally wants to break up a marriage. Well, I guess some people do, but I don't think Sheena's that type of person.
So really quick, this doesn't give away anything, but this is obviously not our first time watching this. Your first time, were you team Stassi or Sheena?
I don't remember. Like, I remember watching this, but I don't remember my thoughts about it. I probably was team Sheena because watching it again, I was like, oh my God, I hate Stassi.
Yeah.
I hate her.
I just remember watching it and being like, I feel so bad for Sheena, but I don't think I'd do anything because I'm so scared of Stassi.
Oh, I would have sat in that circle too.
And I know.
And been like, she sucks.
I think I was confused because Stassi really is like the main character in all this. So I was like, do I side with her? But also she's awful to Sheena.
Oh yeah.
So I was just wondering because I had that, I was like, I think I'm on side Sheena, but I would just be alone and bullied.
I am currently on side Sheena.
Yeah. Now rewatching this, because I think the first time I watched it, I was like maybe 22. So I was a little younger, 3 years, but now I'm like.
Oh, you didn't watch it from the beginning? You didn't watch it like live?
No, I came in late.
Oh.
I had a friend in college that watched it. And I remember after I graduated college, I was like, I'm in my parents' basement. I just need something to watch because I have nothing else to do. I was like, oh, this looks fun. And then I was addicted and went through like 5 seasons.
Yeah.
But yeah, so.
I'm a person who always gets hooked whenever they like lead. Like I said, when I started Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and it just immediately led into it, I always get hooked.
I know. Okay, so our next scene is Sheena asking Jax for a drink at the bar. I kind of love them flirting because I don't feel anything from it. I think it's just like banter.
Yes, yes. And that's, I love people like that. I feel like I'm kind of like that. Like we're, it's fun just to like have light flirting. Like it's not truly flirting because it's not like you're like, oh, you look so cute. It's like dumb little like, let's get through the day, like joking. Yes.
Yeah, it's fully like,
but yeah, I loved it this entire episode. Like I love Jax and Sheena.
What did Jax say? Sheena takes like a sip of the drink or whatever, like does the straw thing to taste it and goes, ooh, that's sweet. And Jax goes, that's because I made it. And I was like, that doesn't even turn anyone on. It's just like so weird to say.
He like it has good delivery though, so it makes it sound better than the like if just somebody else said it.
But then the one and only Stassi approaches as Sheena's like taking the drinks, and I love it. I love Stassi like, oh there's my drinks, and like I got it. That's
no my what I like is some of their other like dumb arguments are a little pettier, but this is something like Stassi can be like, that's my table. And Sheena's like, well, I took their drink orders. And it's like, and well, it's my table, so I'll take them. And then
right after. I was like, oh, my bitch.
I love conversations like that rather than, like, just dumb stuff. Yeah. When you're a home-wrecking whore. Well, Sheena, it's like, okay.
Sheena fully, like, lets it. She's like, okay, whatever. Like, makes Stassi look like the crazy one. Like, Sheena's really like, okay, weirdo. Oh,
I know. I love that Stassi's trying to be territorial, but she just looks psycho.
Yeah, oh, straight up. And then we find out that Jax and Stassi have been dating for 2 years. They have such, like, a heated passion.
Which is
crazy. Oh, I know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so they're dating. We'll get back to them later.
No, this relationship is a mess. Not a great one. Already sounds like a great relationship.
So then we get Tom Sandoval, bartender Tom Sandoval, doing a drink pyramid trick that he like tosses all the drinks and they fall into those glasses. It's so funny. He's so fun.
I love the bartender aspects. Like it's fun to see everybody at Sir working at Sir. Mm-hmm. It's been fun to like watch them like bartend and serve again.
I love that they refer to Tom Sandoval as Tom because later he becomes Sandoval. Yeah. So like writing my notes, I'm like Sandoval. And I'm like, oh no, wait, there's only one. Because Tom Schwartz is there, but he's just Tom Schwartz. No one cares about him. But
it's confusing. But we'll call him Sandoval for clarification.
He's the main guy with the hair. He didn't get that. But then Kristen and Tom are dating, and she has the greatest line, "Mr. Sandoval, you're getting saucy."
Yes, I love that. I love when people say saucy when they're talking about people getting drunk. I actually think it's hilarious because I could never imagine being like, you're getting saucy tonight, Alicia. So when other people say it, I'm like, why do we use that word?
It's so funny. But Kristen and Tom are dating. The sexiest person at Sir is hands down Tom Sandoval, her boyfriend.
Obviously.
These two crack me up. They're like such a stable relationship compared to Jax and Stassi. Like I don't even know what to do.
I love all the introductions and we're getting all the background. Like it's so fun to like learn in their world. Right now.
Okay. So then Peter takes us down the history.
Oh my God. This is the best.
Peter.
Do you have it all written down?
Same. Tell me if I'm wrong. Ready? Peter David Stassi, who is now with Jax, who used to live with Tom Sandoval, who's now dating Kristen, who's best friends with Stassi and Katie, who Peter used to hook up with, but is now dating Tom Schwartz, who used to live with Tom and Kristen.
Yep. That's everything. If you have not watched the show before, that is everybody you need to know.
Especially Peter.
Some new people.
He like really sprinkled himself in there.
I know. But that is literally the like history of the cast. I feel like no shows really go like backwards ever, but this gives a full picture of everything that's going
basically,
on.
Basically, if you haven't made out with all seven of these people, where have you been? Come on.
You don't work at CERN.
You're not part of this friend
group. You're irrelevant. Yeah. AKA why Sheena is not accepted.
So Jax and Stassi have this fight, right? Because Jax is being nice to Sheena. And yes. Stassi is like, do not be nice to Sheena. Do you think it's okay?
We don't like her.
Do you think it's okay for Jax to be nice to Sheena even though he's dating Stassi?
Okay, I think this was I was thinking about this throughout the episode of what do I think is the right thing to do. But personally, I would be listening to my significant other. I don't think it's the right thing, but
oh no. I'd be like, I'm
I think
be
he
nice.
Should stay in line.
No, I'd be like, I'm gonna be nice.
I think it's like because of Stassi's, this is obviously not just because of what Sheena did. It obviously has to do with Stassi's insecurities. So because of that, I think Jax should fall in line.
I think if Sheena did something to Stassi that actually, like, to Stassi was wrong, then, like, yeah, Jax can be a little rude. But
yeah, but later you hear Jax talking about how Stassi's last two boyfriends cheated on her. Like, all Stassi's thinking about is, I see them, like, having banter. I'm not going to call it flirting, but I see them, like, chit-chatting, and who knows where that's going to lead.
Okay, yeah, I would obviously get mad, but I would react the opposite way to which I would feel.
I'm just saying, it's not helping the scenario with the relationship, so I think he should fall in line.
Can we really quick, Jack says there's only 7 girls that work at CERN.
There's no way that's true.
That's crazy. They're working literally every day.
Because 4 of them are the 4 main cast members, Katie, Stassi, Kristen, and Sheena. But then we also saw Tina.
Tina and Jen.
Yep. And then later in the episode, we see a hostess. That's 7 right
Danny.
There.
And Danny.
Well, there was a hostess too. Yeah. There's more than 7. I think Jax knows 7.
Jax pays attention to all 7 of these girls, and that's it. So then we have Katie. She loves working at CERN, but one day she wants to have her own record label.
Oh, totally, I love that we get their aspirations.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, I like,
I'm going to be this.
Yeah. Like, I like, didn't even remember that about Katie saying that. I was like, oh, look at her predicting her goals. You know what, Katie, keep your goals. I love it.
Let's have some direction in life.
So then really quick, Tom Sandoval is headlining the Viper Room tonight. He's a musician.
Heck yes. Oh, I'm excited.
He's a musician. So now we sit down to do tips.
Oh, end of the night. Where's the money fall? I feel like this would be the most uncomfortable meeting.
Well, who made the most tips?
Sheena, obviously, because she's the number one girl in the group.
Who made the second most tips?
Shockingly, Kristen.
I know, and she's like, that's why I'm still here. And Lisa's like,
and Lisa, the only reason you're still here.
And then Kristen, so funny, awkwardly, like, one of many reasons. And Lisa's
the only reason, Kristen.
Shut the fuck up, Kristen.
Nope. The only reason.
We get a really quick cameo of Guillermo.
Oh my gosh. So love him. I know. He was in this episode a lot.
I know. He's like, he's a kind of a main player in season 1 because he does a lot of the bullshit.
And you need, like, the whole season needs so much background about how it all works. And then I feel like he fades into the background unless somebody gets in trouble.
Mm-hmm. So I've never been a server, but Katie taught me that the best way to sell food is to talk about it like it's sex.
I loved this because she was right. When she was like talking about it, I was like, damn, you're pretty good at your job, girly.
It's like, it's mouth watering. Oh, it's like orgasmic. And I was like, oh my God, crazy bitch. Love it, though.
I know, but I'm thinking about like really good food because this is probably like kind of a, we've never been, I don't really know what it's like, but it seems kind of like a somewhat upscale place that,
yeah,
if you talk up the lobster, I might order some lobster.
I might get some lobster. If we do ever go, I'm straight up balling out. I'm spending everything.
Oh, we're getting 47 orders of the goat cheese balls.
The goat cheese balls.
Just wait, everybody who has never watched the show. I've already actually Googled a recipe, or I Googled how to make them, and Kristen gave her recipe in a magazine once, and I almost made them because we have some goat cheese here.
Oh my God, I love goat cheese. No, I have to I have to do the real thing. I'm so fucking excited. Whatever.
I know, but I feel like I want to make my own so I can enjoy them, and then I can have my, like, mind blown.
You're like, these are way better than the ones I made.
I've never had a goat cheese ball, so I don't know either. What it would be like.
I haven't either. And they're so good, apparently. Everyone eats them. Everyone on the cast eats the fucking goat cheese balls.
Anyways, back to the tip lady.
Yeah. There's an awful waitress that doesn't get any tips, and her name is
she just doesn't pull her Stassi weight.
Sorry, Stassi.
Shocking. Shocking. Totally, I'm not gonna name names, but I mean Stassi. I love how Lisa like can call her out.
Lisa's like, you obviously don't know the food, and she's like, Lisa, I've literally eaten everything here like 47 times. I know the menu like the back of my hand. And Lisa goes, well, then you clearly don't know the back of your hand then. And I was like,
yes. It's just, I think for sure she's lazy, and she says it why that Stassi's mom told her she's the descendant of a Swedish princess, so she tries to act like one.
Yeah,
which I'm like,
fucking duh.
I love it. It describes, I think that's the best way to describe her.
Is that she was told she comes from royalty? Not that even she is. Yeah. She was told that.
No. No. So she was told it, and so she acts like it. I think that like is the exact right information we need right at the beginning of the season to truly understand who Stassi is.
100%. So here's the big issue. Sheena comes from Villa Blanca, Lisa's other restaurant. And there, you earn your own money. So if you have a great day and you make all these tips, that's what you leave with. But at Sir, they put all their tips together and then they divide it equally. So Lisa's like, which way
do we
want to
change it up? Yeah.
And Sheena's kind of like, I think if I'm making the most tips, I should fucking take my own tips home, which I'm like, it makes sense. It does. It like,
what would you want?
If I was Stassi, I'd want to pull tips, but if I was Sheena, I'd want to take home my own.
Yeah, but if you were just somebody in the middle.
Okay, like Kristen made the second most tips, and I'm surprised Kristen didn't speak up and say, like, we should start doing our own tips.
Oh, she can't. You know she can't go against Stassi.
They made good points where, like, sometimes people have better sections, like, you can't do the outside if it's raining, and, like, I get that. But I still think if you – what you do is what you earn. So you can't rely, and people can't rely on you.
I think it works well at Villa Blanca because – of the way the restaurant's set up, but I think Sir is set up where some people like get drinks and just a little snack, and some people have a, like an 8-person table that I think it fluctuates way more what you're serving at Villa Blanca. So I would want to pull tips.
I don't know. Again, I've never been a server, so I have no idea how any of this works, but
I was like a hostess, but it was like a friend, my dad's friend's restaurant, so I didn't take tips because I was just a high schooler and I felt bad taking money from people
like you actually need this. Yeah,
I'm like, I'm just gonna go drive home to my parents' house.
Yeah, so then basically they argue about this. They're gonna leave it the way it is because that's what Stassi wants, and no one's gonna stand up to Stassi because she's kind of a psychopath.
I love what she says. She goes, this is just annoying because this is the first time this issue has ever come up and glares at Sheena.
And I love that it was Lisa that brought it up. And Sheena's like, okay, fucking sorry. Someone asked my opinion. Yeah. But I was like, do you, Sheena? But then we have Jax. Oh my God, stupid fucking Jax. So they're talking about like, oh, should we pull tips or not? And Jax goes, I mean, there are some like lazy servers here. And Stassi just gives him the dirtiest look. And he's like, not you, but like there are. And she's like, shut the fuck. And I was like, Jax, just shut up. You're so dumb.
He can't fall in line. He can't just shut up.
He can't. So then we move to Parlor with Peter and Jax.
This was great. This was such a weird drinks. Yeah, it was weird to me.
Well, okay, this comes in later, but, like, I wish I had known it before. I have to remember that they work at night. So, like, they go out to drinks during the day before work. So all their hangouts are, like, it's super fucking bright out, and everyone's just like, should we drink tequila in the middle of the day? And I think this is so weird, but to this,
they're big on like their, they're big on lunches.
Yeah, lunches and brunches.
Because I don't know the hours of Sir, but I assume, I mean, I'm sure on the weekends it's open for lunch, but on the weekdays it's probably just dinner. I mean, I'm sure there's a small crowd for lunch, but.
I think it goes late, though, every night because West Hollywood is like a club scene. So you're there till 2 or 3 in the morning and then you clean up and then wake up at noon. So Peter would like some Don Julio.
Your guy. Your guy, Peter.
Ew, the worst. So funny. And Jax is asking Peter for dating advice on Stassi.
Which is rich because Peter can give some real advice since he's dated Stassi.
Yeah. And he's like, I guess Stassi had to be like 20 when they dated because she's 23 now and I think they dated 3 years ago.
Yeah, that would make sense because she was 21 when she started dating Jax.
Mm-hmm.
And then give it some time in between.
In 2 years. Yeah. So Peter is also like 30s.
Old. Yeah. Old.
Dead inside. But so fun. Good for you, Stassi, getting an older man.
So weird. I mean, obviously, and that was her manager.
Yeah, that's super weird. It's fine. It's fine. You know why? Because they obviously.
Whatever. Maybe it wasn't at the time.
Whatever. They didn't last very long. Peter really got sick of it, which like I get because Peter is the least attentive person in the whole world and he would just like not but care.
He like made this makes the most sense. He said Stassi would like 2 months in, Stassi would be calling him around the clock and he'd be like, ugh, what is she gonna complain about now? And they dated for a total of 4 months that it's like, he's like, I got to get out of this now. Like,
it makes sense.
4 months was 4 months too long, I think, in his opinion.
It makes sense. But no worries because there's a waitress at the parlor that they can flirt with who's from Michigan.
This was so uncomfortable. She could not care less. No, she was from Florida. Florida.
That's right. Yes. She's from Florida.
And I thought it was so weird that Jax was saying – he was from there too. I mean, in theory, he like came from there, but he's not from there. Like they were talking about high school. She was telling them what high school she went to. I was like, Jax, you should not know what high school is.
But okay, so the two things, there was nothing important in this that happened to me, but the two things that stuck out for me was like, they asked her what she's doing in LA and she's like, they're like, are you doing the whole acting modeling thing? And she's like, no, I'm out here studying massage therapy. And Jax is like, oh, well, I need a massage. And she's like,
I couldn't.
No. Like, she was like, okay, goodbye. And then the second one, they're like, oh, we work at Sir. And she's like, oh, cool, I've heard of it. Is that the gay bar? And these two men are like, whoa, the gay bar? Yes. Oh, and I was like, this is not a good look for you guys. It's fine. You're in West Hollywood. Of course it could be the gay bar. Like,
I know, I thought that was so funny that she assumed it was a gay bar and then they're like, whoa, no,
we're just gay. And it's like, no one's saying, but like it's in the area of like Boys Town in LA, so I like don't see that's a big issue. This poor girl who just moved here for massage 100%. therapy, you're doing fine, sweetie, it's okay.
Oh man,
we get Sheena in the studio next. This is my favorite. I love watching Sheena in the studio. I think it's so weird.
Well, Sheena and Shay, we get Shay walking in with her.
What did we learn? Sheena's a California girl, and she knew she had to be famous.
She's just outside of LA.
She's a hustler.
She never really wanted to be... Yeah, never really wanted to be a singer, but a producer approached her and asked if she wanted to be a brunette Britney.
She used to look like Britney, apparently. I don't see it. I've never seen it. I don't understand.
I can't imagine giving autographs for little kids pretending to be somebody famous. Like, I just think that's like so weird.
I don't think she looks anything like Britney Spears, but whatever, kids, you got scammed. Sorry. It's Sheena.
I know. She didn't want to break her heart.
She learned Brittany's autograph. That's amazing. Sheena's a straight up hustler. Yeah, so Sheena gets in the studio. They're recording some like sex sounds for the album. And
this so
creepy record label guy is like sitting next to Shay watching her make like her oohs and ahs and whatever. And he's like, he like taps Shay. He's like, you know how to make her make those sounds and that little, yeah.
You've heard these before, right?
Little giggle yeah. that she does. And Shay's like, once or twice. No.
Oh my god, can you imagine? Because it's not like Shay knows this guy like well. This probably is the first time he's met
him. Straight up, like, just like your girl make a lot of yep. noise in the bedroom, and Shay's like, I guess.
Sure.
But like the best thing we done yet? Sheena like does not even care. She's in front of three dudes, one of which is her boyfriend, and she's full on like. Little less operator, phone sex operator, a little more porn star.
Oh, God. These noises. Whatever. It's great. I can't imagine sitting in a booth and then getting that, like, direction. A little less phone operator,
and she's
a little
like,
more
yeah, I got
porno.
It. I'd be like, I'm going to do the like, same thing I just did. And
oh,
just
yeah.
edit it,
I understand. Yeah. Let's just redo exactly what I did,
but
and you just do whatever you want.
A pop star is about being a performer, not a singer. And Sheena's a performer.
And definitely. Yeah. 100%. You can just know by looking at her. She's not a good singer. She's a good performer.
Really quick. Shay seems like he'd be really boring in bed. No? Just me?
Yeah,
I
can
only
get
got
that
him
vibe.
With the creepy record label guy, so obviously he's kind of awkward, but
he looks like he cares more to like love you than to have sex with
than
you.
Than he does to please you.
Like he wants to have sex, but he doesn't really care.
Faking
like he's
all the
like
sex noise in the
bedroom. He's probably the guy who's like, "Will you look me in the eyes?"
No. Oh, okay. Goodbye, Shay. So we have Jackson Stassi's apartment. So it's just Stassi, Kristen, and Katie. They're having like a wine and gossip sesh. Yes,
absolutely. During the daytime,
they all have to work later, but not right now.
It's
and so there's people yeah. are going to dinner after their shift at Sir, and Sheena's going to be there. With her boyfriend Tom, or Shay, and then Kristen's boyfriend Tom is going to be there. So Kristen's like, might go. Stassi says Jax is not allowed to go.
Not at all. He cannot be there because yeah. she can't be there. And Sheena's going to be there, so Jax
Kristen
can't be there without her.
Kristen's sticking up to Stassi, though. She's like, Sheena's not that fucking bad, but we don't even know her. And Stassi's like, I don't have to know her.
Well, what's great is that they bring up, like, valid points of, well, Sheena's boyfriend is literally yeah. going to be there. I understand if, like, Sheena's boyfriend, like, if Shay wasn't going to be there and you're like, no. If she's going to be alone, I don't trust her. But, like, the fact that her boyfriend's going to be there and all of your friends. Like, who yeah. knows if something could happen. But you would know immediately
because
your friends are going to be
there. She's going to fucking tell you, probably. But, yeah,
probably,
then Jax walks in with a beanie. I hate this look.
Most people cannot
Jax
pull off beanies.
Jax is sadly one of them. Sorry, buddy.
They got so big. I hate beanies.
Okay.
I hate them. Especially like you're in LA,
cold.
Dude. It's not 20 degrees out.
Literally not.
Why
cold.
Are you wearing a beanie?
But, this is where we find out that Jax and Stassi are the glue of the group. They're the ones that hold everyone together.
Obviously, because he hangs out with the guys, the Toms, and she hangs out with the girls.
And they're each the leaders of those groups.
That's just where it is.
So then since they're like dating each other, they're the leader of the whole group.
Yeah, which is interesting because Kristen and Tom have been dating longer.
And I'm pretty sure they set up Stassi and Jax. Who's the number one
Who
guy
knows,
in the group?
Like,
let me know. But
you know what? That's going to be the question. this entire series.
For the next 8 years. Who's the number one guy in the group? also, Jack and Sasuke moved in together on their third date. No.
Okay, I really hope those were like 3 months apart.
You better
at least.
Wait a year to try and move in with me, you serial killer.
I don't even want to move in with somebody I know.
You live alone now, or you did before you moved back home. I mean, you didn't even want friends around. Dude,
I've known these people for 25 years, and I didn't want to move in with them.
So then we go
That just gives me, real quick. That just gives me murder vibes, you know? Like,
we also... We're really very involved in, like, the true crime podcasts, so we know better than to trust anyone.
Yeah, major red flags.
Like, I question my own parents. Like,
Stassi brings it up later that she pays for everything, so I'm sure it was Jax who wanted to move in with Stassi.
Oh, I'm sure he did. He gives me freeloading vibes. So then we go to Lisa's house. We see her dogs, Jiggy. Jiggy has alopecia, but that's okay.
Oh, just an FYI. Jiggy's a main character.
We are
also
spreading the menu at Sir. Might do sushi, like Asian cuisine.
Yeah, obviously, if a sushi place closed next door, it's in demand.
We need fucking sushi.
Isn't that the opposite? Isn't it the opposite
probably,
if something goes out of business?
But everyone in LA eats sushi. That's like the vibe I get. So,
dude, I would eat sushi 24/7 if I could. Mm. I love it. What?
I
love it.
I think I just like didn't try the right thing.
My favorite thing about it is that you can eat so much. And you know when you eat a lot and you get really full and you feel gross? You don't feel that way when
constantly.
You eat so much sushi. You feel full, but you don't feel like you're about to vomit.
Cool. I mean, maybe I'll try something new. I don't remember what I had, but I didn't enjoy it.
Okay, well,
we'll go to Sir and get some Asian cuisine.
Because we could always go to a place where you could always get, like, fried rice type of thing.
Okay, we will. But, so they're putting on these servings, and I might just be like some fat Midwestern girl, but they do not look like enough. Was that just me? I was like,
absolutely not. We're going to have to really save up for this
trip.
We're
going to need some fucking food.
We're going to have to order 4 entrees each.
They're not going to give us anything. It's going to be like $40, and I'm going to be like, this is such a ripoff.
Remember, like, guys, that water is $40.
The Midwest is known for big portions, okay?
I've literally gained so much weight just being back in St. Louis.
So Lisa filling her whole glass of, like, she has this big wine glass and she fills it with the whole bottle. That's a mood. That is the quarantine mood. Oh, I loved it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to find a meme of that. And if not, maybe I'll just post a clip. But that is so true. I feel like that's what I do. I'm like, how much wine can I fit in this glass without it being obnoxious?
Well, you know, a normal pour is like, you know, it's like 6 ounces or something. Legitimately, every time I'm like, who does this please? Who fucking, when I was in high school and we'd like get our hands on wine, it was literally like to the at least 2/3 of the wine glass. That was one cup. I had one cup of wine.
Oh, yeah. That's how it is at home, because it's like, I don't want to get up and refill my glass.
Also,
again,
wine just doesn't taste as good if you've already had the bottle open. Even though it tastes the same. I like don't care. Don't fight me on this.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Right?
It does not taste the same. At least white wine. Mm-hmm. It does not.
Yeah. You gotta drink it all.
The worst is now that, like, we're in quarantine, I've been, like, I've FaceTimed my friends a few times, and this has happened to me twice, where me and my friend are drinking bottles of wine, and one finishes, but the other person's halfway through, so then you tell the other person, well, I'm still drinking a bottle, so you have to open a bottle, but then it reverses, where I'm done with my bottle, and they're halfway through, and it never end well.
My God.
I wake up so hungover.
I'm like, I can't. I haven't been drinking quarantine. I'm really scared for the first time. I, like, really... really throw down.
You haven't been drinking at all still?
Yesterday I had maybe like 3 beers. Before I had like 3 beers, but that was like it. We'll see, man.
I with us being full on quarantined, me and my mom aren't drinking. We don't think it'll help the scenario.
Alcohol cannot kill these germs.
For background knowledge, everybody, go find out what my family is dealing with in our Patreon. Sign up for our Patreon and you can find out what's going on.
Oh.
A little promo right there.
Okay. So we start hearing from Guillermo where he's telling us how Stassi told the manager to get his dick sucked. I was like,
Lisa's reaction is solid.
Did he get it?
Well, did he?
but so normally people would get fired for that, I think, personally, but Stassi and Lisa are like super close.
I would assume yes.
And Stassi works with Pandora, which is Lisa's daughter, on the divine Lisa's addiction. Daughter. So she can't just like fire Stassi.
No, they're best friends. It's she has to protect her. Like, she has allegiance.
She has good. Lisa has a ton of good ideas. If she didn't have good ideas, Ken would be running around London with his trousers down. So, like, hiring Stassi was just a good idea.
Absolutely,
yeah, it was. It's fine. She's fine.
Here's the thing. I think Stassi's skills are not in serving. I think she does bring stuff to bring the group together and keep some of these people after. Like, I don't think her friends would stay.
If she quit, everyone would quit. So, and Kristen's their number two server, so they got to keep her.
Until her hindrance, like, she is more of a hindrance than an asset, you know, just keep her around, whatever. Especially since you're pulling tips.
So now we have my all-time favorite scene of maybe season one. I, like, this scene is in my memory forever.
Just like Stassi's princess comment gives us a full picture of her, this gives us a full picture of Tom Sandoval.
We are at Tom and Kristen's apartment, and we're getting ready for work. Kristen's making her resume or something on the computer, and she's not going to look cute today. But Tom always looks cute, all right? So they've been dating for 4 years, sleeping together for 5. That's how Kristen said it. And I was like,
thank you for the clarification.
So Tom's getting ready and this man shaves his forehead.
He takes so long. He shaves his
forehead
to get ready.
He flat irons his hair. He like looks at the camera. He's like posing. He like knows how to work. This dude's an actor and a model. Mm-hmm. He's an actor. You can tell. And Kristen, though she doesn't even look bad compared to Tom Sandoval, she looks disgusting. Get off my camera, Kristen. I'm here for Tom Sandoval.
Oh, she was like, I think I really need to wash my uniform. It's kind of gross.
I'm like, I want to describe her as crusty. Like, that's all I want, like crusty Kristen.
How many uniforms do we think that they have?
I think 3. They have the
3, but like they're not 3 of each. Oh, yeah. It's like they have 3 specific ones. So if they're wearing the black one every day, like during the weekday, they're not washing that thing. I think
the thin papered one that's shown later, the weird one you can't wear underwear with, I think that's weekend. So
yeah,
gross. Please wash your uniform, Kristen. God. So then Tom comes to a dilemma. He can't find his fucking hairspray.
What is he going to do? Like, what do you do without your hairspray?
Kristen does not even care. She's like, you can use my hairspray. But, like, what she doesn't understand is her hairspray sucks. He needs more strength than that.
It sucks. It says touchable, and we don't work with that shit.
It's garbage. And then we watch him, with Kristen's hairspray, single-handedly kill the ozone layer. Just all in one swoop.
Oh my god.
He used so much fucking hairspray.
But it's still trash.
And then he like curls the top.
He's well,
like,
yeah, because he's like pinching it together and I don't know what that move was, but when we see him later, clearly that hairspray did suck because
he looks
it did not stay.
But he does say in 5 years with Kristen, he wants to be married with like 1 or 2 kids. So he's looking to settle down. Will Kristen?
Yeah. Whereas Kristen just wants to be known for what she, the work she does.
I don't know.
If she, if fame is, if fame comes with it.
I don't know what Kristen as of right now is doing in this time, but she's probably a actor.
I think she's a model. I don't, or I guess, yeah, I'm actor.
An actor.
I'm sure they all are actors. And then, I mean, Tom's also a musician.
They give me vibes of, he's a someone, kind of like Sheena, if someone comes up to you and is like, hey, I'm looking for this, are you interested? All of them would be like, yeah, fucking sure.
Yes.
So this is, this to me is like.
Except for maybe porn.
Yeah, I mean.
I don't think they'd agree.
Pick one out of the six.
Jax, I think would Jax porn. Would.
Yep, that's what I was going to say. So now.
But yeah, I think, and within reason, they would all say yes to
everything. Like, I think they just want to be famous. That's like the vibe I get, you know? Which Stassi.
I think that's the vibe. That is LA. That's the motto.
Except that one girl that's a massage therapist.
Oh, I don't understand why you'd go to LA for, to learn
she
that.
She just wanted to escape her town. But Stassi has already been, at this point in time, this is not a spoiler because she has previously done these works. She was on The Amazing Race. Family edition with her dad, and I think her dad's one of his wives, and then her sister, I think. They did that, and then she was on a show, if you watch Teen Nick or The End, I don't remember which one it was. She was on a show called
Queen Bees,
which was a show about that I used to watch because I love trash reality TV. It was a bunch of girls, like teenagers, probably young teenagers, I'd be like 15. But they all got sent to this, like, boot camp that, like, their parents or their friends sent them there because they were so bitchy that no one wanted to hang out with them anymore. So they had to go get reformed. And they would win stars if they were, like, nice.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So Stassi was on that.
I never watched that. Once you're on one show, you basically see them all the time.
So
that's how Cam Wimbley, like, I think her last name's Wimbley. Cam Wimbley was on Real House, or not Real Housewives, Real World, and then she was in a few episodes of The Hills, and now on Southern Charm.
Yeah, once you make the rapport.
Once you're on one, you're on all
but,
of them.
But Stassi's great because, and you know, she looks gorgeous now. In her season of The Amazing Race, this girl had, like, jet black hair, the whitest skin on earth, wore no makeup. She was, like, in basketball shorts. And then in Queen Bees, it was, like, this bitch got together and like went to the rest. She just looks
okay,
so
but
good.
If you're traveling around the world, you're not getting ready.
It's just a fucking mess. She looks
I'm just saying,
like me and my
those
tomboy
are two
years.
Totally different things.
She's straight up and she'll say later she Sheena, was a tomboy. She's just weird. Now we go out to drinks with Sheena and Tina. I love them.
Woo, girls' day. I love this because they're OG friends from Villa Blanca. So they're just
and
hanging
Tina
out.
Seems so nice.
But I agree. They've been hanging out more because Tina's a performer and Sheena's obviously getting into music.
She's
so
a performer as well.
Gotta hang out with the people who do it.
So they're at this place where this crazy tongue LA lady like reads their tongues and tells them like, what they need. Oh my God, it's so fucking weird. I love this though.
It's like a palm reading. It's literally a tongue reading because she, I forget what she said about Tina, but I was just like, this is dumb. This is like,
Tina literally just sticks out her tongue and this lady's like, yes, your future. And I'm like, I don't understand, but cool. But Sheena is going to order a drink because she's like a big callback later for the Pink Power Ranger.
Yeah. I love this, especially because Tina asks her about the helmet.
Yeah, she's like, we only wear it when we fight. So Sheena would be really featured if she got this. You guys might not know this about Sheena, but she was in a Jonas Brother music video a long time ago. It was an awful song that never should have been released, but Sheena was in that music video. I think it was called Pizza Girl or something. So she's like kind of famous too.
That was from their, that Jonas. Was from their show.
Jonas
That's
LA.
Why it was released.
The worst. I'm a big Jonas Brothers fan. That was the worst.
Oh God.
But yeah, so they talk about the drama at Sir. Does no one hate Tina? Is she just too nice to hate?
Okay, so I think that Tina's must have been there longer. So maybe they're just kind of over her. And Tina doesn't seem like she actually hangs out with this group. But Sheena wants to be a part of the group. I think that's the division. Cool. Tina doesn't want to fuck with them. But she says that, like, Sheena's talking about how, like, she wants to work with Tina because then she'll have, like, a friend there. And Tina's like, yeah, basically, Kristen, Katie, and Stassi will eat you alive.
I'm so scared for Sheena.
Which.
True.
Is true.
So then let's go to Sir. They're all wearing some ugly-ass dresses. I don't know why this was, like, a thing. They're not flattering.
This was hilarious because Sheena walks in and she's like, hey. And they all just sit there.
And then Stassi's like, she's wearing my dress. Because everyone knows that the gray and what was it? Like the gray and blue one. That's Stassi's dress.
Blue? Yeah. Which I don't think I'd want that one.
I would want the one I think Kristen was wearing, like a blue, like a light blue one. I like that one.
Yeah. But, I would want that one too.
Kristen and Katie are both like, you need to calm down. She didn't steal your dress. She just wore a dress. I think we're cool. But
Well, Ian, I feel like we said about their uniforms, they probably get one of each. She might have just been handed that one. Who knows? And she's very new, so unless you tell her this is
maybe
my color.
Maybe it was in her size, and she had to be like, fucking fine, I'll wear that one.
No. We find out later that only somebody, like, size 2 and 0, or, like, down, can fit into all of these dresses.
This is so ridiculous. I can't. But so, as punishment, I think Stassi is very pissed and she makes Sheena do her bitch work. So Sheena has to clean the glasses.
Yeah, Sheena asks Katie weirdly, what can I do? And Stassi says, you can polish the glasses, which, based on the reaction that comes out of it, Stassi was probably assigned to do. Yeah. So she's handing off her work to dear old
Even
Sheena.
Even Katie was like, that's not what you should be doing, Stassi. But I think it was
that.
Because, and Sheena asked Katie, and Katie's like, I don't know what else you should do. She's like, oh, sorry, I thought you were the closer. So you were the one. And Katie was like, no. So I think it was miscommunication, but then Stassi gave Sheena work to do anyway. And then Lisa sees it. And Lisa's like, Sheena, who do you work for?
What are you doing? Yeah.
who told you to polish those glasses? Yeah.
Stassi.
Lisa's basically like, if you don't stick up for yourself now, they're gonna kill you. You don't have to do that.
Like, you gotta nip this in the bud and get it over with. If you keep taking orders from her, you're never gonna get out from under her. Be your own person.
I love Lisa going, if there was one person in the universe I wouldn't follow, it would be Stassi. Like, why do all these people?
Which I agree. I think even to this day,
I follow Stassi anywhere.
There are a few things I would listen to Stassi about.
So Kristen, I love Kristen's face. She like walks in the room and she sees Sheena polishing the glasses, and her face was like,
she just
this bitch.
Yeah, just shaking her head
and
like, oh no,
Katie,
oh
she's
no.
Like, see, Sheena's doing Stassi's bitch work, and Katie's like, I don't know.
Yeah,
these two are like the best bystanders.
Like,
where
I'm not involved.
They're like, we know this is wrong, but we're just not gonna agree with either side. We're just gonna sit here and do whatever.
What I do like is they don't fully support Stassi. It's not like they kind of say they have comments to her, but they're not like full on standing up to her. But I think that's how all three of them work. Whenever one's doing something kind of shady, I feel like it's like, oh, I don't think you should do that. But that's all I'm going
to
say.
Then we go, Sheena's going to stand up for herself. So she walks her ass to the back of Stir because that's where Stassi is. And this is where.
This is where all the conversations go down. Back of Stir.
All the confrontations, all the smoking cigarettes, all the yelling. Fucking love it. So Sheena's basically like, I don't know your issue with me, but I'm not just gonna be your little bitch. Fighting word.
She came in strong.
And then Stassi's basically like, you're a home wrecking whore. That's basically the whole conversation. It's just they
Oh, I loved it. And that she's a lying home wrecking whore because You told me that you didn't know who he was.
But she didn't Google him. Okay, sorry. It's like this whole thing.
And are you kidding me? I Google guys on the first date. My favorite
is, like, Sheena's like, I know. Are you like insecure that I'm going to steal your boyfriend? And Stassi goes, of course I'm insecure. Like the exact.
Like, who admits that?
That's a bad look, number one. It doesn't, like,
But I feel like she plays it to her advantage. Like, I feel like she puts it on Sheena that she's insecure. Like, she makes it Sheena's fault because Sheena, like, has done this before. So, like, she makes it a Sheena thing, not a Stassi thing.
But Sheena's like, okay, like, sorry you're fucking insecure, but I'm not here to steal your boyfriend. I have a boyfriend. So, like, I'm going to fucking walk away now. And Stassi's like, whatever, homewrecker. And it's just, like, the end.
Sets us up for the rest of the season. So then we go
to Stir. And Tom.
Oh, we're already at Stir. We go to the bar.
Middle of Stir. And.
Yeah. We're just out back, Alicia.
Jax, Tom Schwartz, and Tom Sandoval. Tom Sandoval is.
Yeah, Jax and Schwartz are sitting at the bar. And which Sandoval's doesn't even surprise working, me. Which I even love how this is how they hang out.
He would totally just stand behind there. He's like such a bartending type.
Oh, that's his home.
That's all you need to know about Sandoval is he loves his hair and he loves bartending. Man of few.
Absolutely. But they're talking about Jax. Jax isn't on a leash. He's just being held at the collar by Stassi. Which I feel like is a great analogy. We're getting some good snapshots of who these
also,
people
okay,
are.
So Tom Sandoval, the musician, was jamming out with Tina recently, and Jax is so surprised that, like, Kristen doesn't mind. And Tom's like, no, I'm in a healthy relationship. Whatever.
I mean, the girls kind of walk over, and they're chatting about the rumors of Stassi's discussion.
Okay,
with Sheena
straight up,
back.
Tom Sandoval reads Stassi like a book, and I get the vibe that he doesn't really enjoy Stassi's presence.
No, because I think Stassi wants things to go a certain way, and Tom Sandoval's like, well, that's just not how life works. Like, Sheena doesn't need to give you her whole rap sheet of all the shit she's done in her life. And Stassi's like, well, she's not supposed to lie to me if I ask her, which is kind of true.
But also, if she's not friends with you, like, if she just started working there, she's going to be like, you don't need to know my business, you know?
Yeah. It's what's dumb is, so this all happened because there was a party on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. There was a party at Sir, and Sheena's, like, I think it was Sheena's first shift, to be honest, at Sir, like, one of her first ones. And Brandy was there, and Lisa didn't know this drama. And Sheena and Brandy saw each other, and it wasn't great. And, like, Sheena was upset. She pulled Stassi aside because she needed, in Sheena's quotes, a friend. And that's the person who was, like, physically closest to her. Not, they weren't close friends, but that was the closest to her. And she told Stassi about what happened and who Brandy was, but she told Stassi that she didn't know who Eddie was. And I think that's the lie Stassi holds on to, which it was true at the beginning that she didn't know who Eddie was and that he was married. But by the end of their relationship, it, in a sense, is a lie.
And I think that Tom Sandoval said it best where he's like, when someone starts working at Sir, they don't have to reveal all the bad things they've done in their past. Like, it doesn't matter. But Stassi can't get over it. She's like, she don't lie, and I'm over it. And Schwartz is legit just like, hey, Stassi, you're wrong. You're kind of wrong. That was like it.
Yeah.
This dude gets like two lines an episode. I love it. But
he's just there. He has to fill out the relationship
threesome.
Like, in case
you guys are wondering, Stassi's never wrong. That's it.
Nope, and you can't really tell her.
So then we get, I love these and I miss these because they happened in the first few seasons.
Yes, Bravo used to do these all. No, Bravo used to do these. They used to do a short little clip right between the commercials. And now they do them, NBC does it, where this show will be back in 1 minute because it gets you to watch the commercials. It's like, it's the most brilliant marketing trick that they come back for 15 seconds and give you some dumb information that's so not valuable, so but so great to know.
Yeah.
The uniforms. I need to know so much about these uniforms. And they're like,
it's basically a sheet of paper. You can't wear any underwear with it. Yeah.
You can see the light coming through it when they lift it up.
And they like, you said it, like you have to be a size 2 to pull it off. And they're like trying to get in.
Mm-hmm. No, just to fit into it. Not even to pull it off. So to fit into it.
And then Katie's like, I don't know how to bend over because some of the tables are low. And Kristen's like, you got to bend at the knees. And they're like practicing. And it's so funny. These dresses suck. Yeah. Whose idea is this?
Everybody's taping every part. Like their boobs, their back.
She's like, it takes me like 25 minutes to get in my surgery uniform.
Oh, I believe it. Because like, think about it. You probably put it on and then you tape, like tape on this side of it and you stick it to your boobs and your lower back and you do the other side.
I love it.
You gotta look around.
So next we go out to lunch at Tarte and we have Stassi.
Yes. Sitting outside.
Yeah, it looks like it's Stassi, Jax, Kristen, Tom Sandoval, Katie, maybe Tom Schwartz. He might have been just cut out of the camera. I like couldn't tell. It doesn't matter. He's not important. But
yeah. But the core Stassi the core group.
She is drinking. She is.
Yeah, what was the first drink she ordered? She ordered two.
And then she ordered the other one. Maybe she had wine and then she was ordering a mimosa.
Yeah. But it was like she had two full glasses. And I was like, this is who I am. I love this is my spirit animal.
So then we find out that Jack slept on the couch last night. They air their dirty laundry in front of all their friends. I would never. This is so embarrassing.
Yes. Well, that's what happens when you're the center of the group. Everybody's involved in your relationship, too.
So they.
But, yeah, they are arguing. Fighting like, hardcore about the relationship. Why wouldn't you want
to come to bed with your girlfriend? And he's like, well, I'm not going to get to bed when we're angry.
Well, you're the devil.
And she goes, I am the devil. Yeah. And don't you forget it. And I was like, well, fine. Fucking God.
Loved it.
That's literally the best line. But
you know, I don't think this relationship's healthy, but I can't say I don't enjoy it.
I love this. It's so entertaining.
I love that line.
So
I don't want to sleep with the devil. Well, I am the devil and you should.
I love it. It's like it's so classic. She's so witty on her toes. She's ready for anything. Yes. And that's how the episode ends because.
Yep.
Fuck yeah.
Oof.
So.
What's going to happen this season, though?
Lisa's pissed. Peter's shaking up some drinks. Tom, what? Tina, and Sheena are all performing. Sheena and Stassi are kissing. There's so much modeling. There's some skinny dipping. There's so many drinks. So much serving. The whole restaurant is sleeping together. I have a lot. The couples are fighting except the Bubbas, which is Tom and Katie, because in this episode, Katie comes up to Tom and goes, hi, Bubba. And I was like, ew, I hate it. I'm going to write it down. So this happened. I'm going to call them Bubbas. Where is Jack sleeping? Everyone wants to get into Stassi's pants. Who will Stassi pick? Who's pregnant? Who is the best sex that Jax has ever had? Why is Lisa so mad? There are fights and crying and yelling and drink throwing and hair pulling and chunky sweaters and someone's fired. That's the whole
season. God, I can't wait.
So good. I'm so excited. I cannot contain. This is going to be the best.
Great first episode. I'm really excited with you reading everything.
I know. I was like watching this and I was like, yes. Yeah, that episode. Hell yeah, I remember that.
Here we go. I know. It brought so many flashbacks. Everybody, if you haven't seen this show before, get pumped. This is a wild train. We're aboard.
Get pumped. You get it? I think that's the end. We're not doing spoilers, so there's no Facebook, anything. But, like, join our Patreon. We'll have all the information on there for only $2 a month. So... you know, give what you can.
Are you ready to do some accepted and blocked?
Yeah, okay, I'm so ready. I don't even, Okay.
This is kind of hard.
I have my accepted really easily. Okay. Is it the same person? Same. Probably.
I'm hope not. Accepting you go.
Sheena.
Oh my gosh, okay, ours isn't the same person.
I just think she's so fun and fresh, and she like doesn't care what these girls are doing because she knows she's cool and she's in a relationship and she's stable in it, and Stassi's insecure and she's not. So you know what, Sheena, you fucking don't be Stassi, bitch. Keep making those sex sounds.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Keep doing you brunette Brittany.
Who'd you accept?
Well, mine is Lisa Vanderpump because her walking in to that opening credit thing, her like throwing the purse, I like totally forgot this whole scene, and I was just like, oh yes, I love Lisa. Like, thank God she got on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Thank God she owns these restaurants and like
so
has
good.
The psycho staff to create this show.
That's a good one.
I am just so thankful. So I'm accepting her. And I can't wait. Like, Lisa is so involved in the show for being like the boss.
Oh, yeah, I know. It. Like, what even is she doing here? Like, Guillermo, take care of it.
I love that she just sits there. Yeah, she's like, who's your boss, Sheena? You? Who asked you to clean those glasses? Stassi? Well, I wouldn't listen to anything Stassi.
Sheena's like, oh, okay. Like,
nobody's
okay, you do your block first.
Okay, I am blocking Stassi for being such a raging bitch. Like, holy goddamn. I mean, she is creative with the words she uses, and I love that how she can turn the people who are in front of her against themselves in a way. Like, the fact that somehow it's Sheena's fault that she's insecure. But, like, I'm not falling for it. Uh-uh. I'm not here for it. I think Jax sucks, but, like, I mean, Stassi's bringing it on to herself. She freaks out way too
much. So I'm also going to block Stassi. Like, there's no other villain. Like, it is straight up with Stassi, her old podcast. But, yeah, Stassi, you're god fucking awful sometimes. My gosh. I would never be friends with you. This is my nightmare friend. But thank you for Stassi.
It's weird because one of the Toms said, like, for being so confident, she's so insecure. Because she truly is. She is so confident in everything except her relationship. Yeah. But it bleeds over them because then all she is so insecure about her relationship to everyone else. And it's not.
Hopefully it's not we good. See some growth. But as of right now, Stassi, you're not looking too good.
We love your witty banter, but
maybe be a nicer person. I don't know. Just ideas.
I think you need a makeover of your heart.
Is it a personality makeover? Figure it out. Well, this was a great first episode.
This was a good first episode.
Oh my God, you guys. Remember to please join our Facebook group, rate, subscribe, review us. Oh, we can't.
Join our Patreon if you want to learn more about us, if you want some spoilers.
Yeah.
Even if you've never seen it before, we're going to talk about everything that's happening nowadays.
We're so excited. Right. So, TTYL, you guys.
Until episode two.